You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
This devotion is for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. The reading is from Jeremiah chapter 18, beginning with the first verse. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel, and the vessel he was making of clay spoiled in the potter's hand. And he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done?" declares the Lord. "Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I intended to do to it. And if at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it, and if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will relent of the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, behold, I am shaping disaster against you and devising a plan against you. Return, everyone, from his evil way, and amend your ways and your deeds." Here ends the reading. One of God's most arresting metaphors in Holy Scripture is the potter and the clay. It is more than a metaphor in Genesis chapter 2, when God forms the first man out of the dust of the earth. Perhaps when the prophets use the metaphor, it is God's subtle way of reminding us how he created humans. More than that, he reminds us he is the creator and we are the creatures. The metaphor was certainly arresting when God used it through Jerusalem. It was not good news to hear that God might completely rework the house of Israel. It is not good for nations in 2021. The rulers and leaders of all nations would do well to pay heed to God's warning through Jeremiah. God can pluck down and destroy even the mightiest of nations. It is not good news for humans in 2021. A growing number of North Americans do not believe there is a God who created them. Even if they do, they probably find it offensive to be compared to clay in the hands of the potter. The culture has such a high view of ourselves and what we can do. There seems to be no limit. We can be whomever we want to be. We can even make up preferred pronouns for ourselves and demand everyone addresses us that way. The metaphor demolishes our human pride, arrogance, and presumption. Let's be honest. We all need to be reworked. In truth, that is what God does in our baptisms. He joins us to Christ in his death, so we die each day as sinners. He also joins us to Christ in his resurrection, so each day we are raised as saints, completely new creations in Christ. In the promise of our baptism, the metaphor is very good news. We are clay in God's hands, and there's no better or safer place to be. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, You are the potter, and I am the clay. Do all the reworking and reshaping of me needed, so I am who you called me to be in Christ. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. What part of your life is most in need of being reshaped by God, but at the same time, the part you least want him to reshape? Then imagine that part of your life as clay in God's hands and pray for him to be at work in you and on you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.